Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R3's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Marxism. Unmasked by Ludwig von Mises is a concise, forceful critique of Marxist doctrine from one of the 20th century's leading economists of the Austrian school. Written for readers who want clarity rather than jargon, the book examines Marxism as a system of ideas about history, society, and economic life, then tests its key claims against logic and observable reality. Mises approaches the subject not as a partisan slogan, but as an argument to be evaluated. What does Marxism say about value, class, crisis, and the evolution of social orders? And do those claims hold up? The work is also a warning about how theoretical errors can translate into sweeping political programs, particularly when a philosophy claims scientific certainty and moral inevitability. Without requiring technical background, Mises aims to help readers distinguish between criticism of real social problems and acceptance of a blueprint that, in his view, misdiagnoses their causes and recommends remedies that erode freedom and prosperity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Marxism as a total worldview, not only an economic theory. A central theme is that Marxism presents itself as more than a set of policy preferences. It is framed as a comprehensive worldview that claims to explain history, politics, culture, and economics through a single master key. Mises focuses on how this posture of completeness can shield the doctrine from ordinary criticism. If every objection is reinterpreted as evidence of hidden class interests, debate stops being about truth and becomes a battle over presumed motives. He highlights the rhetorical advantage gained when a movement declares itself the voice of historical necessity and portrays opponents as reactionary obstacles rather than interlocutors. This matters because a theory that asserts inevitability encourages political impatience, excusing coercion as merely speeding up what must happen anyway. Mises also contrasts this with a liberal tradition that treats social cooperation as contingent and fragile, requiring persuasion, institutions, and respect for dissent. By analyzing Marxism at the level of its philosophical claims about knowledge and history, he sets up his larger argument: errors in basic premises do not stay academic. They shape how societies justify power and interpret human action. Secondly, critique of historical materialism and class determinism. Mises challenges the Marxist idea that economic class position is the decisive driver of beliefs, morals, and political outcomes. He argues that reducing intellectual life to class interest oversimplifies why people adopt ideas and how new knowledge spreads. For Mises, ideas are not mere reflections of material conditions, they are causal forces that can change institutions, incentives, and production itself. He also questions the claim that history follows a fixed sequence of stages culminating in socialism. If outcomes are pre-written by structural laws, then individual choices, entrepreneurship, reforms, and cultural differences become secondary. Yet real history shows varied paths and unpredictable turning points. Mises emphasizes that societies do not move in a single file from one mode of production to another, and that market exchange and private property have emerged under many circumstances rather than only as a temporary phase. He treats class conflict as one possible source of tension, but not the universal engine of progress. In his view, the decisive dividing line is not a metaphysical battle between classes, but the practical question of whether institutions promote peaceful cooperation, secure property rights, and allow voluntary exchange. Thirdly, value, exploitation, and the logic of profit and wages. A major part of unmasking Marxism, in Mises's telling, is exposing weaknesses in the labor theory of value and the related narrative of exploitation. He argues that value is not embedded in goods by labor time, but arises from subjective appraisal by individuals choosing among scarce alternatives. From this perspective, wages, interest, and profit are not automatic signs of theft, but market phenomena shaped by productivity, consumer demand, risk, and time preference. Mises stresses the coordinating role of entrepreneurship, profits, and losses guide resources toward uses that people actually want, while competition pressures firms to innovate and reduce waste. He also disputes the implication that capitalists can systematically pay workers less than their contribution in a competitive labor market, because employers must bid for labor and workers can move to better opportunities when markets are open. In his critique, exploitation stories often ignore how capital accumulation raises labor productivity and thus real wages over time. By reframing the discussion around marginal productivity and consumer sovereignty, Mises aims to show that profit is not a moral scandal within markets, but a signal about whether production plans fit consumer preferences. Fourthly, why socialist planning cannot replace market coordination. Mises ties his critique of Marxism to a broader argument about the feasibility of socialism. He holds that abolishing private ownership of the means of production removes the possibility of genuine market prices for capital goods, and without those prices, planners lack a rational way to compare alternatives. The issue is not merely administrative effort or goodwill, it is that economic calculation requires monetary prices generated by exchange. When planners decide whether to build with steel or concrete, expand one industry or another, or choose between production methods, they need a common denominator reflecting relative scarcities and competing uses. Mises argues that in a system where the state owns everything, these price signals are missing or distorted, so decisions become arbitrary, political, or based on crude physical measures that cannot capture opportunity cost. He also warns that attempts to simulate markets while retaining comprehensive control tend to recreate market elements in name only, or else collapse into bureaucratic rules. This topic links theory to lived outcomes. When calculation fails, shortages, surpluses, and declining quality are not accidents but structural consequences of planning without real prices. Lastly, the political and cultural consequences of a doctrine of inevitability beyond economics, Mises scrutinizes how Marxism shapes political behavior and public discourse. He argues that when a movement claims scientific certainty about history's direction, it invites intolerance toward disagreement and treats pluralism as a temporary nuisance. If the end state is assumed to be morally and historically guaranteed, then emergency measures, censorship, and coercion can be rationalized as necessary steps on the path. Mises also points to the tendency of Marxist rhetoric to divide society into morally charged camps, elevating some groups as bearers of progress while delegitimizing others as parasites or enemies. In his view, this framing corrodes civic trust and makes compromise appear as betrayal. He contrasts this with the liberal idea that social cooperation rests on rules that protect minorities, allow peaceful change, and treat opponents as citizens rather than obstacles to be removed. Mises's broader warning is about intellectual shortcuts. Once people accept a single lens that explains everything, they may stop asking practical questions about incentives, knowledge, and unintended consequences. The result can be policies driven by moral fervor rather than institutional realism, with heavy costs for prosperity and personal freedom. In conclusion, this book best suits readers who want a compact but intellectually rigorous critique of Marxist claims, including students of political economy, history, and philosophy, as well as general readers trying to make sense of debates about capitalism, class, and socialism. It can benefit a reader's life by sharpening critical thinking about big systems that promise simple explanations and inevitable outcomes. Mises pushes the reader to ask concrete questions about how coordination happens, where information comes from, and what incentives different institutions create. Those habits are useful far beyond politics, because they train you to evaluate plans, forecasts, and moral narratives with an eye toward feasibility and unintended effects. Compared with many anti-Marxist books that rely mainly on historical indictment or ideological ridicule, Marxism Unmasked stands out for its analytic focus. It challenges foundational premises and connects them to practical consequences, especially the problem of economic calculation and the role of prices. For buyers deciding among similar titles, its value is the combination of philosophical critique with economic reasoning in a short, accessible format that still reflects a major economist's framework and priorities. If you would like to support Ludwig von Mises, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.